Nerds, welcome back to Log In. We brought to you today by Bottles and Brews from our boy Nikki Bobby, you know, our other cast member, looking to open up, Mother's Day?
Mother's Day, so 2022.
May 8th, hopefully, fingers crossed they get everything finished, all the I's dotted, T's crossed, and yeah.
Yeah, so if you're in the metro area, go buy your mama a bottle of something.
Or the special bitch in your life.
Yeah.
And this is your boy, Freddie, Mr. 6'8", tall, dark, and handsome. To my left.
First of all, you third world ugly.
I was going to say he's two of those things.
Two truths and a lie.
Hey, that's what you can think.
But this is your boy, Braden. In front of me
is Tristan, a.k.a. the Lord of Demotions.
The Lord of Demotions. Shit.
Oh, that's some inside shit.
Well, today we're going to be talking about...
if they were on the IG Live, they...
they
did.
I forgot I did come back to say that shit immediately. That shit was hilarious.
Oh. Which we didn't know. You can only go live for an hour.
Is that what it was?
It was literally at 59 minutes, they booted us.
Okay, I was wondering, because I was just like, damn, for real?
I don't know, man. I didn't see a lot of lives that was longer than an hour.
They probably got kicked and restarted it.
You probably get it. Like, yeah. They got thousands of followers that can just do whatever the fuck they want.
Well, there's a cheat code to get your shit verified on Instagram.
It ain't a cheat code. It's just, you can literally just go in there and get your blue check mark.
What is it, up, down, AB?
That's the Konami code.
Okay. Well,
anyway, this episode is about PlayStation trying to respond to Xbox's Game Pass. I don't know too much about Xbox's Game Pass, but I do know what this pretty much is. Like, the PlayStation Plus Essential is what we have already. You get the two free games every month.
And that's the $60 a year.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty much for your PlayStation Plus anyway.
That's PS Plus.
So is that the lowest tier now?
Yeah, that's the Braden tier, the frugality ones.
You ain't the only one, bro.
I know.
I just paid mine up for a year, so I feel pretty.
Me too.
I do too, yeah.
I feel like my pinky is out when I play now.
Every July rolls around, I just $65 on that shit. I ain't got time to be doing it.
So yeah, first tier is basically
I can't be a
PS
Kojak.
Plus.
And it was
if you one of those people, it's $10 a month, $25 every quarter, $60 for the year. I'd rather just pay $60.
I'm not real big on like foreign money and shit, but whenever I see like Japan's dollar amount compared to the United States, I'm like, God damn, them bitches working. Even though it's like, you know, $60 to us.
Yeah.
But just that, seeing that comma and that yen.
For them, it's like 10,000 yen.
Yeah, I'm like, God.
Like, Jesus, titty fucking Christ.
Shit. Damn, you should get a discount, nigga. You in Japan.
Yeah. 800, well, it's 5,143 yen for the year.
This just sounds like a lot to me. And I know it's not.
This is the 5,000.
Yeah. I know. It's
So the PlayStation Plus Extra is just pretty much PS
PlayStation Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's all that really is.
And PS Now wasn't worth it. I tried that shit, because they had sent me an email about a dumbass. So I'm like, oh, get 3 months for $5. I was like, yeah, fuck it. $5 ain't shit. Let's do it.
They had a few games, like the throwback games.
It adds a catalog of up to 400 games. Blockbuster hits, PlayStation Studios catalog, third-party partners.
Fuck.
Whatever.
I just aged myself, because as soon as you said Blockbuster, they got Blockbuster back? Like, how'd that happen?
You need to watch some movies or some shit.
Yeah, it's basically PlayStation.
You can't watch
now.
any movie that I had either for free or had bought on PlayStation Network through the 3 or 4, I can't watch that shit on 5.
Mm.
That shit don't out. Yeah, I don't know.
No, but that's only $40 more, so it's $100 a year for that.
And that's the
second.
And that's the PS
Now
one.
Yeah, but yeah, and actually you stream and download certain games. But even then, like, this is where Xbox wins with their Game Pass, because Xbox users only pay like $10 a month, so it's $120 a year, which is what the top tier PlayStation one is, right?
Yep.
So it breaks down to the same fucking price, but I don't think they've announced PlayStation-wise, like, if you get the games when they drop, like, sometimes on the Xbox Game Pass, like, when new shit drops, it might be on the Game Pass for whatever.
I mean, only thing about the premium, the third tier that stuck out to me is that you can play PS3 games. You know? Yeah. So it's kind of like backwards compatible.
Right. So PlayStation Plus Premium adds an extra 340 games on top of the...
So it goes to a 700 some odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PS3 games available via cloud streaming, a catalog of beloved classic games, and both streaming and download options from the original PS2 and PSP generations. I didn't know about the PSP.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Offers cloud streaming access from original PlayStation, PS2, PSP, PS4, offered in the premium markets where PlayStation Now is currently available. Customers can stream games using PS4 and PS5 consoles and PC. And there's also time-limited game trials will also be offered in this tier so customers can try select games before they even buy them.
So it sounds like the new games, the new blockbuster games, you get a free trial.
You can play it for a little bit before you spend the $70.
Probably 5-10 minutes of gameplay.
That's basically like GameFly and PS Plus had a baby.
I mean, to me, it's a pretty decent deal.
I mean, if you fucking
I'm not paying $120 though. I'm not going to.
Well, yeah, but that's a year.
Yeah, but that's double what I pay now. I'm cool with the two games I get a month.
You get an extra $80 in check now.
I mean, that's how I felt, you know. That was my.
We'll see what the pay rate's
next
at.
Next week is what you'll know for sure.
But that's what my question was. Like, if you get this, you know, if you sign up for the premium or whatever tier you decide, do you still get the two free games every month?
Yeah. It's just like any other fucking subscription service.
Yeah, you benefit from you get from everything the from the tier before. Yeah,
whatever tier you get the one that's lower than it too, basically.
Yep. That's literally it.
That 120, you get everything that we get for the 60 plus 700 plus games that you won't even fucking play. That's my thing. I'm just like, yeah, okay, there's 700 games on there, but like 680 of them I probably don't want to fucking play.
Yeah, and that was my thing when I did do the free trial for the PlayStation Plus thing. I mean, the PlayStation Now. I was like, yeah, man, none of these games are interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, sports. I can go to fucking Gamers and buy one of those.
Yeah. Well, I think this is going to put GameStop like really out of business. Like, all you can get from GameStop now is pretty much gadgets because it's going to make the whole gaming thing obsolete as far as the big consoles.
Yeah, man, but, I mean, GameStop, you know.
They've been hanging on by a fucking little bit. Like, they're just barely hanging on at this point.
I really think the reason GameStop is hanging on because of that point system they give people.
It's bullshit, dude.
I mean, yeah, it is bullshit, but I mean, for some reason, like, I shop at GameStop probably, 5-6 times a year, and for some reason, I miraculously have enough points every year to, you know, redeem my fucking free membership, so.
I can't even get that fucking, that bundle shit, because what they didn't have any, that bundle shit you told me about, but the disc and the, like, you get the PS5.
Oh, yeah, that shit sold out in fucking minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I have all these points. I have a total savings of $190 in GameStop shit.
But how often do you shop there?
Hardly fucking ever.
See what I'm saying? So, for hardly ever shopping, you saved almost $200.
Well, I think, I don't know how much savings I can have on my next purchase or some shit. Because I was going to use all my fucking points on the PS5. Or I was just going to go to Best Buy, pre-order the PlayStation 5, put it on a Best Buy credit card or some shit and just pay that bitch down, because Best Buy is always going to be relevant because they sell more than just video games. They got sales systems, all types of shit.
Yeah.
They have home goods and all that shit. You need a fridge and a PlayStation, go to Best Buy.
Right, well, my friend's like, well, why don't you go to the Best Buy Furniture Mart? Because I know how they fuck you.
With no lube.
Right.
Hold on, NFM? Enlighten me, because...
Well, because, like, if you get their credit card and shit, like...
Their interest rates are...
What do you mean, if? I do have it, bud.
Oh, excuse the fuck out of me.
And you enjoy
technically, Nina has it. I have no credit cards in my name.
I only get my furniture from there. It's pretty much how I handle them, because the only good perk about Nebraska Furniture Market is that they'll bring that shit to your house and set it up and then dip the fuck out. I was like, but as far as, like, you don't get first come, first serve. Like, if you put something like on layaway or some shit. Like, or if you try to reserve something, they don't hold that shit for nobody. Like, it's they'll put it to the side, but if somebody else wants it now, they'll just give it.
Fair enough.
And I get it, but I was like, at the same time, like, I need a little bit of company.
As a former small business owner.
how you spun that?
I was like, you know, that's exactly what I did. Oh, it too. Makes sense. I'm not knocking. Like, yeah, I'll put this saying. Zip up for you, my nigga. But if somebody comes right now, I gotta sell it. I'm sorry.
No, trust me, because my son, he's like, well, it took my mom like no time at all to get her Xbox. I was like, because nobody's buying the Xbox. So,
right. I was like, shit.
PlayStation has been handling business since PS2. Like, they've been the dominant console. He's like, well, why don't we just get a PC? I'm like, because we're not the fucking master race, son.
Dude, Maya's on that shit now. Like, I want a gaming PC. Well, you better get a job.
Me too.
I was like.
But I just spent money to have a fucking, my Forerunner is getting picked up Monday.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Nice. Mm.
So, I was like, you want to get to practice? You want to get to these destinations? Or you want to just sit the fuck home and play games? He's like. I'm like, you can't think about it. Like, we have places to go. It's baseball season.
Hey, if 10-year-old Braden was in 2022 and you saw the fucking type of gaming we're doing now, and somebody asks you, hey, Braden, you want to go play baseball or you want to play this? You can be like,
My dad would not let me play baseball.
I'm
just saying, like,
hypothetically, sir. Also, time travel isn't real, so that's not happening. You know what I mean? So,
no, dude, man, this one guy was like, time travel is plausible, but we don't have a space travel. Because think about the Earth is rotating. If we were to, like, go back in time and be at this same spot, we'd be in a different
location. Oh, because the Earth wouldn't be in that location?
Yeah, he's like, so we could end up out in the middle of space and fucking die right when we go back in time.
That's plausible.
I was like...
But...
I was like, yeah.
This is weed thoughts, dog.
I was like, you're not wrong.
Because...
Yeah, but wasn't the mathematical equation, you know, like...
We're not just orbiting, though. We're not just orbiting one spot. Like, we're going up or some direction.
Yeah, right. The crazy thing is everybody thinks the sun just sits still and we just rotate around it. But all that shit's actually kind of tilted like this. And it's like, it basically, if you fired a bullet and how it fucking spins, that's what we're kind of doing through the universe. We're never in the same spot.
I understand that part, but I'm saying the motherfucker who put this time machine together, don't you think they'll put that in the equation?
I mean, it's hard enough just to figure out time travel.
I mean, yeah, that's a lot to chew on, and we ain't got time for it.
That's a whole debate.
Yeah, that's a whole
YouTube video.
That's a whole different fucking can of worms we're not about to open right now.
Oh, and I got my Red Dead 2 back. I was so happy.
Oh, from George?
Yes. Yeah, so I was like, oh my God, I'm going to cry today. That's the only reason why I was in a good mood on Monday when Ben came to the lot. He's like, you're in a good mood? I'm like, yeah, I got my fucking game back. I've been waiting to play online on this bitch forever.
You still haven't played online?
I have. That's why I want to get back on it. Because it's fucking fun.
Yeah, because he was like, hey, give it back. And I was like, all right, I'll bring it to you tomorrow. As soon as I brought it, George was like, hey, let me borrow that. And Bray was like, all right. And then he just never...
6 months later, I had to borrow it back.
Damn, I had to borrow your own game.
Man.
Because like I was telling him how funny it is online. Like, I got death threats the last time I was playing. This guy was talking about, he wanted to start World War III in my front yard. All because I lassoed him at Thieves Landing and dragged him throughout the town.
You've been drugged before, so you know how painful that is.
I mean, it's a bitch, but...
You know, it's... Especially if you're sitting there tapping X to cut the fucking rope, and you hit the rock, and then you gotta start over again.
Yes. No, trust me, like, it was all bad. This guy was heated. Because, you know, like, you spawn up somewhere out, like, in that vicinity, but you're red dot on the map. This motherfucker spawned and tried running after me, and I sniped his ass.
Damn, Red Dead Online. Haven't played them in a while.
I love and hate the fucking online community for all these games. Because people, like, for real take this shit seriously, like that dude. Like, I was playing...
Because they're streaming. More than likely they're streaming. They don't want to get owned while they're streaming.
I was playing Blackout, and I... Career best game, 14 kills. And I was like, And this dude just instantly messed me. Yo, you fucking Twitch streamer. I was like, I wasn't even streaming shit, dude. This is the best I've ever done in my fucking life.
Now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, it's just... Dude. Like, the next game, I had like 2 kills. Like, it was just fucking terrible.
Yeah, because I was telling my son, because since Fortnite came out with their no builds mode, like, they said a bunch of adults were flocking to it.
They got a no build mode?
Yeah, it's straight up
Fortnite, Battle Royale.
I might be coming for your ass.
I swear to God, like.
Whoa, that's the only reason.
Hey, for real, that's the main component that kept me away. I'm like, I don't want
to
fucking.
I'm not about to be shooting a 14-year-old because I know how to shoot. And this motherfucker build a mansion. He don't even know how to use a hammer. Fuck that.
And they do it so fucking fast.
Fuck that.
Like, when I'm playing, because they put the build mode back on there, and my son, like, that's all he'll play. He's like, because me and him, we went head-to-head, and I was piecing them up. I'm like, yeah, you ain't got no fucking builds, no edits, no.
Can't hide behind the wall now, motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
man. I fucking hate that building shit, man. That's...
He's like, it's not my fault that you have bad eyes. And I'm wearing glasses now. He's like, yeah, you're getting old, so now you have to wear your specs. You better put your glasses on. So I was like, boy, I will throat chop you. Quit playing.
These kids are fucking insane.
Yeah, no, so, like, it was funny because,
they
like,
know that irks us. It's like, oh, man, like, hold on. You little bitch, I ain't that goddamn
all
old.
All you people born in the 1900s, bitch, I'll not.
Yeah. Just like,
You're not wrong, but you're not right.
And they call it the late 1900s now. I'm just like, ugh.
I swear to God.
The late.
A bad taste in your mouth.
No, oh, you were born in the late 1900s? I'll kill you and your entire family. How dare you fucking phrase it that way? Like, the fuck?
Shit doesn't bother me at all, man. I was like, huh? I remember when I used to call everybody, oh, look at you now.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, on TikTok, this girl's pissed off at me over Bruno Mars. Because she's like, how come Bruno Mars is appropriating black culture?
God damn it.
It was on one of those podcast Twitch things.
It's sad, man.
She's like, big mad about it. I was like, what's your beef with Bruno Mars? Like, well, he's profiting from black culture. He's not profiting from his Filipino Puerto Rican culture. I was like, he does shit out in the Philippines and stuff like that. I'm like, but he's a perfect meld between old school and new gen, like, funk. And she's like, that's not a real thing. I was like,
hey, man.
Word?
100% is a real thing.
Look, man, Bruno
Mars. She's
like,
leave my culture alone.
Bruno
I was like,
Mars' last single told you what side he was standing on. I don't see no Filipinos standing in the street saying, this bitch got me. I only see niggas.
I was like, look, man, like.
Only see niggas.
He got the gold line from Teddy Riley and all of them. Like, all the greats. Like, yeah, no, this is, Bruno's that dude.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you mad about this?
I don't know, man, because The Weeknd, man, you know. The Weeknd fucks shit up, too.
I do like
that. And they're kind of hand in hand.
That new album from The Weeknd, Don FM, is dope.
I tell people,
because,
like,
to me, they kind of like hand in hand, but I don't know if that's
just. I was bumping
just...
Weeknd when I pulled up to this motherfucker.
Well, somebody put out a meme. They're like, it's Chris Brown walking a bunch of dogs. And they're like, each leash had, like, Tory Lanez, August Alsina, Trey Songz, Neo. Then they put The Weeknd and Bruno. I'm like, hold on, that's different. Though they have a different sound than Chris Brown.
Yeah.
I give it to Chris Brown. He's iconic fucking entertainer. He's all over the place. But Bruno Mars and The Weeknd sound way different. They even put Khalid on there. I was like, Khalid even sound different. If anything, you put Khalid to the same branch as The Weeknd in terms of sound.
Yep.
Yeah, I can go.
And here's how you can't. Yeah, that's an inaccurate meme because Bruno Mars and The Weeknd have headlined a Super Bowl. Has Chris Brown?
Nope.
And he never will. I don't want to hear that shit.
They won't.
Yeah, they ain't going to let him headline the Super Bowl now.
Not at all. Not until he like Snoop age.
But he has.
See, look.
Had one of the baddest.
His fusion. What exactly is his fusion? I'm like, he's not mixing anything. Because I was like, look, I'm Filipino. Y'all can't take him from us. We need to have something, damn it.
Pacquiao's retired.
And she's just like, you know, all her comments is just like, you know, he's not fusing anything. He's not mixing anything. And she's like, why can't he profit off his own culture? Shit like that. Like, she's just big mad about it. I was like, why? Like, you know, music is meant to dance and like to vibe to. It's not really about like who's doing what. If Bruno was doing Afro beats, then yeah, you could probably have a problem with that because that people don't even like people dancing to Afro beats now if you're not black.
But he's half Puerto Rican, which is an Afro-Latino, mostly Afro-Latino fucking ethnicity.
They,
and
they
you
niggas.
Can tell, I'm like, yeah, you can tell by his hair that he got some nigga in him.
They niggas.
It's like, man, come on, man. Like,
I sent you about like the close tie to the Filipinos. Yeah. Like, man, I didn't even see it like that, but now I'm fucking.
I mean, shit. They...
And what exactly is Filipino culture?
Everything.
Flip flops and cut off shorts. Like, that's about all I could think of. Blood sport.
I don't know how to jerk some chicken.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
I've never actually had Filipino cuisine.
No, it's...
Man, you know what? I'm going to make y'all something next time.
All right.
Y'all heard it on air, so if Brady don't do it, I'm airing his ass out. Y'all going to hear about it.
My son's been asking about it. So now when he asked about, like, if he'll help me, because it's like a couple-hour process just fucking making it, and it's beef, it's one so of those. It's expensive. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't really make it, because beef's expensive.
Man, I'd offer to help buy, but my, you know, the way my bank account's set up now, I'm back in the poorhouse. Okay.
So poor. Did you check your paycheck today?
Yeah, it was $100 more than what it normally is.
I only got 80 more.
Yeah.
Maybe it's how
I normally get like 720, and it was like 820 or some shit like that.
Damn, I thought I got the 7 something.
Don't feel bad, y'all, because once I'm off Magellan, I'm actually going to be making lower than what I'm making now. So,
yeah, you got to pay different.
But you'll still be in the 20s.
Yeah, so that's cool. Yeah.
So that's what matters. And it's crazy, though. Like, as I was talking to somebody about that, and they was like, oh, man, how much you get paid? I was like, like $28 an hour. And they was like, damn, man, that's stupid money. I'm like, it sounds like it's stupid money, but in reality, it really ain't.
I mean, it kind of is, but it fucks up for us because we get paid weekly. So we don't see the outcome.
I mean, yeah, we do get taxed more with the weekly pay. But even still, it's just like being middle class is the hardest fucking thing in the world. I'd rather be poor or rich. Like, this middle class shit is for the birds.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I get that.
We ain't really political on here, but I found there's an 11-point plan that the GOP put out. To tax the middle class so they can have skin in the game if they take the House in the midterm. If they hold the Senate and take the House, it's a wrap. Because they want to tax us on an income tax now.
God damn.
Yeah, I'm like, we don't make enough for income tax right now, but they want to tax the people that make between $40,000 and $70,000 a year. $70,000 a year so we can have skin in the game to contribute to the economy more. I'm like, where?
We are literally the economy.
Right.
Like, man, fuck.
Yeah, no.
Like, man, if you're rich, you get everything for free. If you're poor, you're asking for everything.
They want to rescind the,
we are the motherfucking spending.
Biden's tax plan to tax the rich, the 1% or the 0.1%, whatever the fuck it is. All I know is that they're rich. Like, he's like, they shouldn't have to pay because they pay more dollars than we do. I'm like, but how much of their actual net worth do they pay? Because we pay like 30-something percent of what we make throughout the whole year in taxes.
Like, look, even if they don't want to tax the rich, fine, whatever, that's cool. I have no problem with it. Don't check it out on the middle class or the lower class. Tax the fucking churches.
Absolutely.
That is literally trillions of fucking dollars.
Written off.
Yeah.
Tax-free.
And I'm into season 2 of The Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like thinking like, yeah, man, these motherfucking church is the best hustle in the fucking world.
You're welcome, man.
What you mean? I turned you on to that show, nigga. The fuck? You trying to take credit for that shit?
Yeah, show you right. Got you on it, dog.
Yeah, nigga, you welcome.
I feel like I put you on it, man, because I'm like almost done with it.
You ran through it. Oh, I did show Nina that, what's the Dr. Stephen?
Oh.
Steve Rule or whatever the fuck.
Stephen Brule. Check it out.
Yeah, nigga, I played the first episode of that shit. Nina was just like, turn this shit off right now. What the fuck is this? I'm like, it's retarded is what it is.
Oh, here's an article about the Xbox Game Pass. Xbox might offer a lot to subscribers, but it's still halfway as popular as PS Plus, according to a recent report.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
Catch a break.
Hey, man, at this point, it's like, if motherfuckers out here yelling Xbox, I'm looking at them like they're yelling Trump. Like, are you just stupid? Do you not see this shit?
Yo,
it's right there in plain writing.
I felt Baby Bash just...
Yeah.
I mean, but come on, dog. It's right there. You know? That's just like a motherfucker said, there's no police brutality when you see a side-by-side fucking video of the same shit. And one guy goes home, and one guy goes to the graveyard. Like, come on, man.
Like, you know Tano.
Yeah,
he's a diehard Xboxer. But his only reason is like, I like to play Halo. Like, bruh.
Hey man,
that's it. If y'all stop buying Xboxes, they'll make Halo for PlayStation.
So sometimes I question people's decisions.
Oh nigga, I do that shit all the time.
Look at this chart. This is recent.
Oh yeah, I already knew Nintendo's beating Xbox, though.
Oh, Nintendo's the shit. They will always be the shit.
You know what I mean? And it's crazy because Nintendo, like, when did the Wii come out? 10 years, 11 years, 12 years ago?
The actual Wii?
Yeah, the first Wii. That really wasn't shit. Like, it was something.
2006, I think, is when the Wii dropped.
So when the Wii dropped, people were like, okay, yeah, that was Xbox, PlayStation Wars. The Wii dropped, people were like, oh, Nintendo's trying something. The Nintendo dropped, what the fuck was after the Wii U?
The Wii U.
They're like, oh, okay, they got the fucking the screen, mobile screen and shit. Then the Nintendo dropped the fucking...
The Switch.
The Switch. Nigga, that shit blew the fuck past Xbox. Like, how?
So,
because it's dope.
I mean, I know it's dope, but...
It's dope as fuck.
Xbox, how? So nigga, you Microsoft.
Here's the full ranking of subscription services as a whole. This is on Zubitech. Netflix is at the top. Obviously, Spotify.
Fuck Spotify.
Prime Video, Amazon. Disney Plus. Tencent Video. What
the hell's Tencent Video?
I don't fucking know, but I feel like I need to go look at it now.
Hold on, you see it.
There's a... IQ, IY, I that's probably some foreign.
Must be my, it's probably some foreign.
HBO Max, Apple Music, YouTube Premium, then PS Plus, Hulu, Paramount Plus, Xbox Pass, Game Pass.
Really?
And it's crazy because Paramount's only been out for like a year or two.
Yeah.
Remember, they came out like right after the Super Bowl
last year. It was last year.
God damn.
Because they were the CBS All Access before that. And then
this is by millions. So
so PlayStation's over Hulu?
Yep. 48 million PS Plus. Hulu has 45.3 million. Paramount has 32.8. And Game Pass for Xbox has 25 million subscribers.
Wow.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, so Tencent Video is basically a Chinese video streaming website.
So it's Asia's Netflix.
Yeah, and it's a lot of them motherfuckers, so.
Yeah.
But you know.
Damn.
Yeah, there's 214 Netflix subscribers. 214 million Netflix subscribers now. Because I heard the prices are going back up again.
They are.
I was about to say, I wonder, is that going to decrease when their prices go up and their screenings go down? Because you know. Price is gonna go up, but you can't like have the multiple screens.
Yeah, I already know people, they're flocking HBO Max. Like HBO Max.
No, HBO Max is the shit.
Oh yeah,
the shit. The
only reason why I haven't left AT&T, but now I see Cricket is offering HBO Max, and I'm like,
I can't. I got out there in the boonies. I need AT&T. My phone's worked everywhere I've went so far. I'm like,
AT&T.
And
it's
I only paid $30 for my fucking.
But Mac, you got to think Cricket and came up since. You can only use your shit in Omaha.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got commercials. Like, no, I'm serious, nigga.
My God.
Only reason you knew about Cricket back in the day was word of mouth. You ain't never seen no Cricket commercial.
Yeah, you're right.
So we were watching something, and a commercial came up, and my son's like, I hate ads. I'm like, this is a commercial. He's like,
you young punk.
Yeah. I was like, he's like, what's a commercial? I'm like, it's an ad that you can't skip. Like, that's pretty much what it is.
It's two times the ad time.
Yeah, I'm
because
like,
ads are 15 seconds. Commercial is at least
like
30.
3 minutes.
No, nigga, a commercial is not 3 minutes.
Well, like it's like really commercial before you get back to the show.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, like 3 minutes of commercials.
What commercial you? Like, hold on, no, I think that's
not but no, I feel them. Like, I pay for all if Hulu. I pay for the premium version because I don't want to see no fucking ads. I don't want to see no commercial. I want to see Peacock, same fucking thing. Paramount Plus, same fucking thing.
You pay for that high-ass Peacock shit?
It's $10 a month.
Nigga, you can pay $5 and get the same shit.
No, you can't.
Oh, what? Minus the ads?
Yes. $5 a month is worth no fucking ads to me, nigga.
All right, we're going to see what the fuck you say next week when you see check.
They're not going to lose check.
$5 is chump change no matter how much money I'm making.
I feel like they wouldn't even bump your shit down because it'd be too much.
Hey, right, yeah.
Just getting you out of their hair might just be enough.
I, like, I feel weirdly proud about that too, because the amount of shit talkers that have been through that company, you included, like, I'm the one. They fucking for real just like tip shit over the edge. They're like, you know what? Fuck this guy.
I think it's because George piggybacked on that shit and it was just like, you guys stayed there an hour longer.
We did. We did. Just talking shit to Benda.
And he was real sensitive about that shit.
Oh, at that meeting.
Yeah. He's like, if it's just me out of a whole room of yes men, then it offsets. But if it's just you and then how George can dig at people and it's just 2 hours of it and nobody's trying to be a yes man in that whole room, it's just constant beration. Like, yeah, I think you guys broke him.
Yeah, because Sweeney didn't say shit. Jose tried. And then even like the next day, George was like, yeah, I don't like the way you was acting in that meeting, Jose. You being real. You wasn't telling us that shit when you was out here with us. But as soon as that motherfucker, I was like, yeah, man, I ain't got time for that kiss ass shit, dude. Fucking Rico. Tuesday in the morning meeting, nigga. He just looked, he just like sideballing me. Just like, I was like, what, man? He was like, no, got back in the truck. I'm just standing outside his window. I'm like, what? He rolls down his window. He's like, really? Really? That's what you gonna do? That's what you gonna do? That's why you over here with us?
I'm a company man. He hate that shit.
Yeah, man. That's what I said. I was like, because I ain't like y'all, Rico. If something's wrong, man, I'm gonna fucking say something. I don't give a fuck.
He used to be like that, too.
That's what he said. We gonna reform you. I was in your position. You ain't reforming shit, nigga.
You can't
I'm not.
Reform
we
me.
Gonna reform you, nigga. Hey, man, I don't understand. How the fuck you wake up looking like you ate a bowl of chicken, nigga? That's what I want to know.
George said he had soup coolers. That shit killed me.
Hey, man, this nigga had the Megatron soup coolers. Like the nigga who, whoever drew them Transformers must have met that nigga Rico. It was like, Megatron lives right there. There we go.
It looked like two greasy thumbs.
Just for real, man. Like,
but yeah, this motherfucker had to, we gonna reform you. Like, man, I'm not gonna kiss nobody's ass at this fucking job. I don't give a fuck.
I always call him a company what you man. Say. Like, what's up, company man? Been going with this shit. Nah, man, you real quiet now. What happened to your chest? That shit for cave real, in man. Or what?
That nigga only cool when no higher ups are around.
Yep.
As soon as somebody come up, nigga, you got your. Bruh, really?
Oh, I know. And he be dry stitching just like his own.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, them Campbells are some snitches. Straight up. Rodney got nerve. We ain't snitching if it's in front of you. Yes, it is, nigga. Actually, it's snitching. In its worst. It's called tattletelling. Like, you fucking bitch. We supposed to leave that shit in kindergarten.
You fucking bitch. Oh, man. So, like our own company, Xbox is taking an L across the board.
Bro, I really... But you know what's funny is before we get out of here, fucking they think that Xbox buying goddamn Bethesda and Activision is about to just like drastically turn the tides. I'm like, if you think Activision didn't put a clause in there strictly for fucking both systems, because there's no Call of Duty sells better on fucking PlayStation than it does on Xbox, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, we've just seen the numbers.
Yeah, and so they're not going to get rid of that fucking tried and true breadwinning system. Like,
no,
this is not going to fucking happen.
You guys don't have Elder Scrolls no more. I'm like, that's going to suck for people like me, but I mean, there's more games for me to play. Like, I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
We get
3 games this month.
For real?
Yep.
What are they?
Well, for PlayStation 4 people.
Oh.
Slay the Spire, which is dope.
Never heard of it.
Hood Outlaw and Legends, which is dope.
Never heard of it.
SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated. I heard it's pretty fun. Haven't played it.
I was just waiting for the nigga to say, which is dope again.
No, yeah. I was waiting, like, damn, all right.
I can only talk about shit that I played.
What are the first two?
They're like media. It's like almost like Elden Ring, but like not so Dark Souls about it.
That right. Hood shit, yeah, that shit's dope. Like you can team up with niggas and do some gangster shit on there.
Yeah.
That
one's more like Elder Scrolls.
Shit.
Okay.
But
it's like
PS5.
Band of Thieves.
I'll have to go look for it. Oh, Netflix is releasing its first original movie with an NC-17 rating.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they canceled Bad Boys 4 and fucking another Will Smith movie.
Oh, yeah, of course they did.
And he's banned from the Oscars
for 10 years.
Was that successive or excessive? Successive. Nah, I mean, it was successive. It happened.
yeah, it is. But no, it's not. Because, dog, when you're in that light, you got to hold a certain
presence. And we called it. Jada done dragged this motherfucker through the dirt.
Yep. Again.
She's like, I didn't need nobody to protect me. Bitch.
Bro, again. Man,
this bitch.
Yeah, for real.
Bro. Hey, I think he went a little overboard.
You didn't stop him, and then you laughed after he got slapped. Fuck out of here.
It ain't even that she didn't stop him. It's that she started that shit.
Not
even started it, because Chris Rock dropped the joke. But once she seen Will laugh, and she gave that nigga that, like...
You better fuck him up, yeah. Look. Jada Pinkett is the Xbox of wives. Log out.
Goddamn. Oh, man, hold on. Yeah, we're going to have to log out on that one.
That's funny.